AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It doesn't appear anybody got knocked out of the race last night. There was even a moment of unity in the Democratic presidential candidates debate in Las Vegas when Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders defended Hillary Clinton against the email controversy.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
There were clashes, though, on Middle East policy, inequality issues, and gun control.
We have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA.
In addition to frontrunner Hillary Clinton, the CNN debate on Westwood One News also featured three lesser-known candidates, at least one of whom felt he was getting pushed aside, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb.
Unless somebody mentions my name, I can't get into the discussion.
You agree to these rules, and you're wasting time. So if you would finish your answer.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump tweeted that the debate was sad and didn't have any stars on stage. 33-year-old Lico Escamilla will be executed tonight in Texas for killing a Dallas police officer 14 years ago. He was wanted for killing a neighbor when he shot and killed the police officer during a fight outside a club. Pope Francis is asking for forgiveness for recent scandals that have hit the Catholic Church. Though he didn't specify what scandals he was talking about, the Pope asked for forgiveness this morning at the start of his general audience at the Vatican. In sports, the Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4 to make it to the National League Championship Series for the first time since the year 2003. This is AP Radio News. The Navy is thinking about increasing paternity leave for new fathers. Our Sandy Kozel is in Washington with this.
The Navy currently awards married fathers up to 10 days of paid leave upon the birth of a child. In July, the Navy tripled paid maternity leave for female sailors and Marines to 18 weeks. A female sailor asked Navy Admiral John Richardson during a meeting with service members at Pearl Harbor whether the Navy might increase paternity leave as well. Richardson said it's something officials in Washington are now discussing. He says many say the Navy should offer about 3 weeks to 30 days of paternity leave. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The Peace Corps says it's gotten more applications this year than in the past 40 years, and any year within the past 40 years. Applications increased 32% over the last fiscal year to 23,000. About a year ago, the Peace Corps announced plans to simplify the sign-up process. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.